The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Pride of Detroit PODcast. For the time being, the Pride of Detroit PODcast. Our future is unfortunately a bit limited. I don't want to come to you with any situations. And I'm trying to be the one who's keeping the energy up right now just because I feel like I've already gone through a little bit of this when Vox/SB Nation tried to throw me to the curb over California laws a while back. Unfortunately, we have to go through a lot and we want to sit down with everyone to talk about what's going on. So I'm, in case you don't know, I'm Chris Perfett, the adequate host. The man who started this all 9 years ago on the Pride of Detroit PODcast, Jeremy Reisman. I don't want to call you the fearless leader. I think you have multiple fears going on right now.
That would be accurate.
My friend for 9 years and someone I'm very proud to do a podcast with, Ryan Matthews, the rock god. Again, a friend for 9 years and someone who I've been very happy to do a podcast with for 9 years. 9 years, an insanely long time to do a podcast. 9 years, and somehow we found a little niche. We found a massive audience, and unfortunately, we have to talk about some news that impacts us all incredibly hard today here on April the 4th, which I wish this was news we could bring you 3 days earlier, but I know Jeremy hates April Fools. So this is really off the top before I let Jeremy speak. This is news that's kind of blindsided all of us. As you can probably tell, we are working through the stages of grief a little bit in real time. This hit us today. We're not learning. This isn't just coming out today. This is we learned about at the same time as we told all of you on Twitter or X. I commented on Reddit. On the Detroit Lions subreddit, our Discord knows about it. Twitch and YouTube are live now and talking about it. It's out there. And Jeremy, I don't want to turn it over to you because I feel like I don't want to put that burden on you.
No, I mean it's okay. I was the one obviously who got the first announcement and quote unquote know the most about the situation, although not all of it is clear at this moment. But SB Nation essentially decided today that there will be no more team podcasts on their feed. So unfortunately, it's not just us that is being impacted by this, but any SB Nation podcast feed is now done, essentially. They've decided to take the company in a different direction. And so, yeah, that means exactly what it sounds like it means. This podcast, as it currently exists, will not exist. They unfortunately let Chris go today, effective today.
I'm gone already.
Yeah. I didn't mean to break that news.
You will still
get paid with the podcast downloads through the week.
The email I got said through April 30th. You are breaking news to me.
You will still get paid for the downloads through April 30th. Doesn't that say that? Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, effective today, but I'm still getting paid for any. So like I'm going to get my last paycheck basically in May.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Like, that said, they've told me to essentially stop podcasting. Like if you wanted to do a podcast to say goodbye, which I guess that's what this is, do that. But they want our podcast feed to go dormant. And unfortunately, they've also made the decision to hold on to the RSS feed, which means if we wanted to take this in another direction and take this off platform, we'll have to start from scratch. And we've had some preliminary talks. We've had a ton of people reach out with interest, and it's too early for us to get into those discussions and say what the future of this podcast will be. But I guess we owe it to you guys to just lay the cards on the table. That's where we stand right now, that the future of this podcast is unknown at best.
Yeah. And I guess to frame things a bit and put things into perspective, like Jeremy said, he found out about this before we did, a little bit before we did. But I mean, my email came at 2:04 p.m. Eastern time. And in between then and now, which is 6:15 p.m. Eastern time, I do want to say, like, the outpouring of support has been incredible. And, you know, not only on Twitter, but there's so much to go back and circle back to, and there's a lot to talk about. But to Jeremy's point about people already reaching out about new opportunities and things like that, like, sure, like, all of this is scary because change is scary. But to think that, you know, in the course of 4 hours, we've had so many people reach out because they know we do good stuff over here. And it's not just the analysis. It's not just me twisting Jeremy's arm to do mock drafts. It's not Chris putting on a luchador mask and, you know, acting a fool. Like, it's, you know, they recognize all of the greater impact stuff, I think, and the awesome community that we've created of all of you guys who are listening and all of you guys who are watching. And, yeah, it's, I mean, it sucks. It's a sucky day.
Yeah.
I ate a bunch of McDonald's to try to make myself feel better, and it didn't work, but this will help.
I'm learning a couple things new myself, particularly that we have to stop immediately, because I was going to keep going through the draft.
We'll see. Listen, there's still stuff to be hammered out. Let me before you go into that, let me kind of run down the things we do and don't know. I kind of ran through the things we do know. Things we don't know, the future of the Twitch, the live streaming, essentially. We're not entirely sure. If I had to guess, we might have to change the name of some of that stuff, but I would imagine our YouTube page will probably be untouched in terms of all the awesome stuff that Miko and Morgan are doing over there.
We own the YouTube. We own the Twitch. They don't get that. They never will. They have no right to any of it.
A lot of you have reached out and say, go off and do your own independent thing. And I think for certain that Chris and Ryan would be able to do that. I'm not entirely certain if I'm able to do that, since I will still remain a full-time employee of SB Nation, as a writer for Pride of Detroit. I'm not sure if they're going to allow me to do something externally. I just don't know. I have the answer to that question right now. So,
it's honestly the least that they could do, you know?
Yeah. You would think.
It's genuinely, it's different from the situation that happened when they cut a lot of podcasts last year, where a lot of those podcasts were gone, and because they weren't generating as much, they were allowed to walk with their RSS feeds. And for those who don't know what an RSS feed is, when you subscribe on Spotify or Apple, you're not... those aren't hosted there. What they do get pull is a web file called an RSS feed. That RSS file tells them where to download from the actual servers the episodes. It also tracks everything. So, like, when you subscribe, those platforms knows it's our show because of the RSS feed. When you leave a review, when you subscribe, when you give us 5 stars, when you download a podcast, it's all thanks to that feed. Without that, we have to start over. We have to if we did something after this, you'd have to find the new one, subscribe again, leave reviews again. And I know you're sitting there saying, oh, that's easy, but there's a lot of people that would have to apply to get back up to our old numbers. And it would have to come at a time of the year where it's right after the draft and people are looking for the stuff. Like, it's coming at a very bad time. But it's something that can be overcome. It's just a matter of, can we do it? And it's something we're still working through together, what it should look like, how we can get people involved, what the content output would have to be, whether there would be a Patreon, whether we take an offer to go with someone else. Do we even have the time or effort to be independent? I have a lot more time in my life. I would like to think I could help out with that. Jeremy, I know, is in a lot of different places. Ryan has a lot of concerns on his end. I'm not ready to say goodbye. Because as I said, this is something I've worked on for 9 years, and I could have probably worked on it harder. And I feel really upset because I took an extra work shift on Monday, which is why I wasn't in for the mock draft, thinking that it's fine. I'll be able to do another podcast. Jeremy was like, you haven't done a podcast in a while. I feel bad. Let's have you on for a first bite. I'm like, cool. I guess this counts as the first bite.
The monkey paw has curled.
Jesus Christ. It's hard for me because I'm kind of like solidifying up. They've already tried to throw me to the curb before. I have no love for this company at this point. None. And if I'm already not a member, then like, I don't know what they want to do with the feed. I would urge you and tell you very much so, because I doubt they're going to listen to all of this, that whatever comes next is not going to be us. You shouldn't be bamboozled by it. And I'm going to try to get out the word as best I can on where you can find this new stuff if we do go and make new stuff. I want to make new stuff, but I can't do it alone. I need Jeremy and Ryan on my side, and we have to overcome their hurdles first. And I don't know what that would look like. I've never been one who wants to take it behind a Patreon completely. I believe information should be free and out there for people. I believe that I've never wanted to encroach upon Detroit Lions breakdown. Like some have suggested with Eric, that's their thing. That's not ours. We've always respected the distance. I don't know what to add other than to say, like, you guys have been awesome to us. I know there's a lot of hate of me sometimes out there, especially on the reviews and stuff. And I know I'm not the greatest host out there. My brain is messed up from years of just trying to deal with anxiety. I get a lot of stuff wrong all the time. I love doing this, though. I put myself back through college thinking I could do podcasts and radio. And this is the team that I have the most passion for. And I want to keep doing it. And most importantly, I want to keep doing it with Jeremy and Ryan. But we have some huge stumbling blocks to get over first.
Yeah. And I think you underscored a really important point, because I see a lot of you are heartbroken today in the live audience, and all the tweets and emails I've already gotten, texts. It's definitely a two-way street. To me, it's the most fun I have with this website, is hanging out with you two, hanging out with Eric, hanging out with the live audience, doing the call-in shows, all that sort of stuff. And it's to have all of that ripped out from underneath us in an instant is devastating. I mean, it's devastating. There's no other word for it. SB Nation has always pushed community, and it has never felt like a community as much as it does when we're doing this podcast. It's a two-way street. We hear from you. You hear from us. You see us. We get instant reactions. We hear you guys on the call-in shows. And it's just, to me, it's unfathomable that SB Nation can look at that and look at all that we've accomplished with this podcast, with the charities we've had involved, and say, no, thanks. It doesn't make sense to me. And it's the frustrating part. It's the heartbreaking part. And it's why I'm with Chris. Like, I want to fight for whatever's next in this podcast. I really do. And I hope SB Nation, Vox Media is smart enough to not let this thing die completely.
Well, that's my worry, is that they won't let it die completely, but they clearly have a plan that doesn't include us. And they don't understand that you can't just take something and just completely replace it and just expect people to not notice. This is about what we do is about personalities, how we connect to a community. And I only bring that up to say, because I find that idea of what they seem to want to do genuinely offensive to our listeners. Like they're just some idiots that you can just pull a rug over their eyes and they won't notice.
And going back to talking about everybody impacted by this decision from SB Nation, like, I mean, the Bleeding Green people, I mean, those guys were the, you know, the flag bearers of the SB Nation podcast, you know. I mean, they were the gold standard, and all of them, boop, they're done. So, I mean, like, it's far reaching, and I know right now, I'm sorry, Twitch, but I don't have you open right now and I'm not looking at the audience because that'll probably send me over the edge. but yeah, it's, I think that's the thing that's most frustrating, is back to Jeremy's point about, I don't know how SB Nation can look at everything that we've done and say, no, we're good on that. And it's not just good feels, you know what I mean? It's like, there's data, right? Like, and this is stupid, it's probably going to start getting to me, but like, you know, over the course of 9 years, like seeing like the downloads increase, like they've had, you know, I feel like I remember exactly where I was when, you know, Chris would share a graph or Jeremy would share a graph and be like, Jesus Christ, do you see like all the people who are listening? And it's like, you know, it was just, but that's my point, right? Is like, I don't know how anybody could look at the growth of this podcast and see all the support that it has and all the good that comes from it and just say, I don't want to be in business with that. That doesn't seem interesting. And the proof is in the pudding, because like I said, in the course of 4 hours, there have been so many people who've reached out to the Pride of Detroit Twitter account and sent DMs and been like, hey, we want to be in business with you guys. We want to be in business with you guys. And it's tough because there are so many pieces that are up in the air. You know, like, I want to do this. Chris wants to do this. Jeremy wants to do this. But can Jeremy even do this? You know what I mean? And it, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it in the sense of like, if one of us isn't here, it doesn't feel right. But like, that would, I mean, that's the truth. Like, that's the reality. The situation is like,
it's changing. Whatever's next, yeah, it's going to be different.
Yeah. I feel like I have to blame myself though, at the end of the day.
No, let's not do that right
you
now.
Mentioned, no, you mentioned 9 years. No, but like, you mentioned 9 years, and like, it, that sticks in my craw a little bit, Ryan, because the email I got thanked us for 5 years. For 5 years. What did we do 5 years ago? SB Nation came to us with a very heavy-handed, very heavy-handed ask that we join their network. And one of the things we did when we joined that network was we gave away our rights to the RSS feed. We didn't think about it at the time. We just wanted to protect our own little domain. And that's the tail end of it. I should have spoken up. I should have read closer at the text. I should have figured out something then. Because that's what, like, this wouldn't be an issue if we had just told them to kick rocks, change the name back then, and just kept our affiliation with Pride of Detroit and not have done what we've done. And unfortunately, we're caught in our own net. And this is what corporations do. They love to talk you up. They love to talk you up, but they are honeyed liars at the end of the day. And I'm not trying to do an anarchist communist spiel or anything, but like, what else am I supposed to believe when it's just, you guys are doing a great job. Great job. Yay, we cut all these other pockets, but don't worry. We're in it for the long haul with you guys. You're telling us before the season, like, we're committed to you for long term. The long term only meant one NFL season. Really? Things change, but why don't you try to do right by people? Like, this is why, you want to talk about why you have a massive culture that doesn't trust people like SB Nation and Vox and all these companies out there? It's behavior like this. Like, I'm sorry. I'm kind of, I'm like, it's very hard for me to just look at this and you're supposed to be professional, but what they did is not professional. You can dress it up, call it professional, say it's just business, but it's not just business because it's really dumb business at the end of the day. And that's not professional to me. You want respect, then you have to give it to us too.
Jeremy, I want you to go, but the one thing I want to say real quick to Chris's point is like, I read the email, but I didn't really like read the email. You know what I mean? But I did just connect the dots on the point you said earlier about, hey, you know, we're really not supposed to be podcasting. And if we want to figure out a way for you guys to say, you know, goodbye to your audience or whatever, like reading the email, like, you know, if you have any questions or want to figure out a way to say goodbye to our audio audiences, please let them know, or please let me know and we will evaluate them on a case by case basis. It's like, it's not your audience. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
It won't listen to you.
Don't say R. Like, you didn't help cultivate this, right?
No. And you're acting like they're stupid drones who'll just keep listening to you without us. They notice. People aren't dumb, man. We can keep looking at this world and think we're all smarter than everyone else. You're not. Like, people are smart. I'm sorry, Jeremy. I've been talking too much. I'm going to shut up.
I don't know if I have that much more to say. It's unfortunate because when we started this 9 years ago and, you know, when we made the decision to jump to SB Nation, there was no reason for us to expect that this was going to happen other than just the way corporations are. But, you know, we were on the rise at that point. We were getting a lot of fame. We were having a lot of fun. And to be supported by a bigger company that could provide us more opportunities, that could potentially get us involved in live things and sponsorships and all that sort of stuff, like, that was the next step in this thing. And given that SB Nation, like I said, is always valued themselves on community, it's what every single time, every single growth effort, they, you know, reach out, any sort of idea that they have for us is like, we want to get community. We want to get those people who are super fans of you guys, because those are the guys that click a million times. Those are the people who will buy sponsorships. Those little guys buy hats and shirts and all that sort of stuff. And it seemed like, okay, yeah, all of this makes sense. We're a perfect fit for you guys. You're a perfect fit for us. And that's what makes today incredibly difficult, because it just seems counterintuitive on their part to throw that all away in an instant.
It is, but these people aren't working on rationality. They're not. And if you think you are, and if they are listening somehow and they think they are, like, prove it. Prove it. What do you think you're going to do with this? And I know I'm getting too close to the boundary again that I already had edited out one comment I made. But, like, this is something that, like, again, y'all out there, you're not stupid. You're not. I might be stupid, but you're not. You'll notice. But I know this isn't the end. I would like to say it's not the end. I know we have a lot to go over before I can definitively say it's not the end. I want to build something else. I want to do something for you guys. It breaks my heart hearing what Jeremy just said, that we're supposed to stop right now. Because I was really looking forward to the draft, and believe you me, like, if there's a way to keep streaming during the draft, I will. I will. I don't know what we have to work out, but
yeah, like I would say at this point, I would encourage people to follow us on Twitch and YouTube, because those, at least as of right now, are not necessarily in jeopardy. I don't know if we're going to be live streaming. Probably won't be live streaming as much as we have been. I don't know if we will be at all, but there'll still be a bunch of content on YouTube from Miko, from Morgan, and the writing side is not changing at all. So if you're concerned about that, Pride of Detroit as a website is not changing at all. All that stuff is staying the same. But yeah, this is all up in the air in terms of the audio stuff.
The only problem is that, again, they had already canceled my particular contract with the written and video side, and I was basically only getting paid through the podcast. I would like to say I'm going to keep doing more, but I'm going to have to talk with Jeremy about how I even make some of that revenue back. Even if it's just like talking about Twitch and YouTube, but again, like that's secondary. That's completely secondary to what we want to do.
Yeah. The only thing I have left is I started making a list of people I want to thank, which I almost don't want to do because it feels like I'm officially signing off and I really don't want to do that. But these people do deserve some thanks for their help along the way. So I'm going to do it anyways. Brian Shepherd, first of all, who almost 100% of you don't know who that is, but he made a theme song that lasted basically the entire run of the show.
Almost got us DMCA'd a bunch, but
that's right.
No fault of his own.
He was going to make, I know he promised to make us a new one. Don't worry about that right now. Maybe down the line. And you know what? If we do,
we'll wait until we give you a new title.
Hey man, I still like it. I still like it a lot. And I thank him so much every day.
John Gennaro, who was our first kind of main podcast guy here at SB Nation before they let him go.
Can I interrupt you on something on John?
Sure.
John is the
Wouldn't
reason...
be a podcast if Chris wasn't interrupting. So please go.
You're going to make me feel very self-aware about that. You know that, right? Like I can't, people yell at me all the time about that. I wouldn't still be doing this podcast for the years that I did if it wasn't for John. When they cut me, SB Nation cut me the first time over the California laws because they were too short-sighted to see what they could get out of California freelancers. John figured out a way to make sure I was still getting paid under the table by not going over the freelance allowance. Like, it's why I could only produce but not be on shows for a summer. And then it started to go away and I could come back. But if it wasn't for John's advice, if it wasn't for John going to bat to keep me around, for John to hide what, like, my involvement in the POD cast and to, like, really fight that I could still make a fair share of what I was making on the podcast, I would have had to peace out years ago. 4 years ago, I would have had to peace out. Like, John...
He was very good at his
show. I owe so much to John. I owe so much to John, and John truly believed in this project.
Also want to thank Michael Kist, who took over for him, also did a fantastic job, and unfortunately, he was among the full-timers laid off today as well. RJ Ochoa, Pete Sweeney, Rachelle Pivette, sorry, Ryan, the people involved in the Monday Football Monday that gave me the opportunity to be on that show for a little bit. They're going through all the same stuff that we are today, unfortunately, and Rachelle was another person who was let off full-time. Brandon Lee Gowden from Brilliant and Greed Nation, who helped us kind of get off the ground a little bit, also helped us get our sponsorship with Righteous Felon. So thank you also to Righteous Felon. I haven't broken the news to you guys yet, so... We'll see what the future is there. Thank you to all the
a new contract.
That's right.
Want some more whores d'Vore.
Thanks to all the Pride of Detroit contributors along the way who helped fill in, or even, you know, there were some long-term fill-ins. Mansoor was in here a bunch. John Whitaker, Kyle Yost, and his fruit cocktails or fruit salad takes on Thanksgiving.
Hamza with no shirt.
Hamza, the shirtless one, Alex Reno filled in a bunch. Morgan and Miko have done an awesome job recently filling in. And I continue to urge you guys to follow them on our Pride of Detroit YouTube page because they are not going to stop doing that awesome work over there. Mike Payton, of course, did a couple of series for our podcast back in the day. Did some really good work. If they're still on the feed, go back and listen. There's some good interviews back then. Jerry Mallory, who, of course, got us started on audio video content way back when before I was even running this thing. I wish we could have had you on more, Jerry.
One more time. I just wanted one more with Jerry.
Joseph Busek, who was on episode one of the podcast without me. I was not an original part of the original cast, but Joseph Busek, I believe the first couple episodes. First you guys would know better than I would.
Yeah, just one episode, and then we replaced him immediately with Alex Reno.
Well, appreciate you.
The worst decision we ever made, by the way. I'm kidding. I love Alex. I'm kidding.
Kentley Platty, of course, whether he was here as a guest or as a Pride of Detroiter, always fantastic. The original mustached one of Pride of Detroit. And then, of course, Eric, of course, one of the most fortunate adds I've been able to have to this staff. And thankfully, he's not going away on the writing side. And I'm sure. And thankfully, his podcast is still out there. Detroit Lions Breakdown podcast. And if you're looking for an immediate fill in, I highly recommend that. All the guests that we've had along the way, I obviously far too many to name, but anyone who's ever taken their time for, you know, free, right? We do these things for and just out of the good of their heart, and to see people who stooped to our level, maybe is not the best way to put it, but like, you know, full-time beat writers who I know how hard of a job that is and how busy of a job it is for them to stop by our kind of thrown together podcast here is, I don't know, it's unbelievable that you have that sort of art for non-traditional media. And that includes everyone on the Detroit Lions beat, because we've basically had every single one of them step through these virtual doors, and their respect means a lot to me because I respect them a hell of a lot. So I think that's kind of the end of my list, other than obviously every single one of you listening, watching. As I said before, this has always been a two-way street for me. So while I know you guys have gotten a lot out of this, I don't think you understand just how much that we all get out of it from you guys. It brings us life. I mean, the 2016 season with all the comebacks would not have been nearly as fun if it weren't for us jumping on these streams after the game to just stand here with our jaw open at all the comebacks. Last year wouldn't have been anything like it would have been. And for you guys to also offer us the platform during the lean year so that we can scream our head off when the Matt Patricia eras were here, like that was therapy for us. So all the support, whether you were watching, all the subscribers, there are a bunch of donations coming in, which you don't have to do. We're going to be okay. All that means so much to me, and I hope to God I don't lose it, because it's just not the same in the comment sections. It's just not the same in emails. These live, and damn it, I really wish we would have gotten a live show.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that one day we can make that happen, because I want to see so many, a lot of you guys I have met face to face, but I'd love to be able to do that to a large group of you guys, because you guys deserve it. And I want it. That's all I got.
I'd like to thank some people then too, if you don't mind. Unless you want to go, I should probably shut up for a bit. Ryan, do you have anyone you want to thank first?
I don't have a list.
Sorry, I didn't mean to one up you guys.
No. I've got a few names to add to it. I want to really thank the guys from the Roar of the Lions UK. And while we are trying to figure out what comes next, I would really suggest you check them out. They've been very, and I will probably try to join some of their shows for, if they will have me for the draft, if we can't, just because, they've been very good to us. They've kind of been, our unofficial UK subdivision, and, very good to us all the way, especially Matthew Turner and everyone over there has been like really, really good in the support. I want to thank James Jimenez, who I know is a creative director over at Hustle Belt. He's someone who I don't talk to enough. And I always keep telling myself I'm going to have more time to reach out and tell people around me who is important, who I just kind of like admire from afar. And he's one of them. And I don't really talk to him a lot. And I know he's taking a break from Twitter now over all these things being slashed, and he's taking it hard. I had a bunch more. I want to thank everyone who's been on with us as a guest, We've got, and I want to thank the Lions. They have given us such incredible access through the years to have on players, to have on coaches. Can I tell them? I'm going to do it anyway. We were very close at one point during an offseason having Dan Campbell. That's how generous I really want to thank why am
and
I
we
blanking?
Did and we also didn't throw a fit when you didn't join the show like other podcasts yes. out there.
I want to thank Eamon for the Lions, who I actually finally and I remember Jeremy, you insisted I like meet him and he insisted meet me when he came out for the LA Chargers game we went to this year. Because I feel like he's really backed a lot of what we have done on Pride of Detroit. Again, I really do have to impress. It's not just us. Like, the Lions have liked what we have done, even if there's been years, especially in the Patricia years, where we've been kind of critical of the team. Sometimes very critical. Sometimes really coming in here raw and hurt and really... and. The last one I want to thank is now I'm going on too long. I want to thank everyone who repeatedly, still to this day, years after the fact, reaches out. And I don't talk about it a lot, but about my article talking about my background as a sexual assault survivor. And it means so much to this day. I've never wanted to be an advocate. I never wanted that to be part of my personality or even put that forward as like the first thing to come out for me or even to do it as like I never wanted sympathy for anything of it, anything with it. But the amount of people who still reach out to me to this day about it. Thank you guys so much. So much. And I probably should do more with it, but I don't. And most importantly, I want to thank Jeremy and Ryan. You guys have been the best friends I've had for 9 years. And I want to have you guys my friends for the rest of my life. No matter what happens, no matter how far apart we go, anything like that. As I tell people all the time, it's not just a business. It's not just us fucking around in a vast, giant content mill farm. We are friends, and we do this because we're friends. And that's more precious than anything else in life. When working in a system like we have, where we have to grind so hard, where we have to put so much of our livelihoods on the line for how much we have to do to get a few dollars out of what we want to do and what we're good at doing in life, to have found two guys that I can genuinely call my friends day in and day out. And I can text silly stuff to Ryan at any point. And I can, you know, bug Jeremy to jump on a Zoom call so we can kind of like have our own therapy sessions together over what we're going through. Like, that I found a piece of Eden here. I want to keep it going. And that's why I'm saying I'm not leaving. I don't want to leave. You can turn off the lights, but I'm still going to be here. I'm done.
I don't know what's left to say. Everyone on Twitch is using up the channel points, which...
Hey, don't do that.
We might not... Our Twitch page might not be dead.
I tried to make that clear.
But you know what? If you want to burn all of your channel points on things,
it just
that I'm
means
not going
they
to
can
redeem.
Watch and make more channel points back, Jeremy. That's what it means.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, YouTube, you are also going nuts, and I'm seeing the super chats coming in. You guys are phenomenal. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry. We just started to get to know you guys.
No, we're going to continue to know you.
Yeah.
Real talk. Yes.
Um, We should probably end the podcast version and just hang out a little bit because I got a lot of people to thank. But if you are listening on the podcast feed and you've never made it to one of our live shows, just know that we appreciate you guys just as much, whether you left a review, whether you just listened and was kind of a silent listener, silent passenger this entire ride. You are the guys that started this whole thing. You're the reason why we were able to do this. You're the reason why we continue to do this, and you'll be the reason why we continue to fight to do this.
I'm sorry. Two more people I completely forgot to thank, and I'm terrible. Mrs. Ruvie, first and foremost, who might as well just be a fourth member sometimes with all the support she gives us. And Bridget Case, who we have repeatedly rated on Twitch all the time, who I'm very sorry we didn't have a chance to get her on the podcast, former NFL cheerleader who runs her own Twitch channel now and some live watch logs. I should probably also thank Kyle Barber, Baltimore Beatdown. He's someone I've kind of got to know a little bit better as a friend on top of everything else. Robert Zaglinski, who I know we haven't talked to in a while. I know we kind of go back and forth, but Rob reached out to me pretty quickly. I'm done with the second part. Everything to what Jeremy said. Thank you guys. I'm sorry. I'm kind of losing it a bit.
I think that's it then. I think it's probably time to dismount and see what's next.
All right. Well, for myself, for Jeremy, for Ryan, look for us at Pride of Detroit on X. Maybe we'll get some news there. At Chris Perfett on Twitter, at Detroit Online, at Ryan_POD. I will sign off by saying the motto once again on the flag of the city of Detroit, on the seal of the city of Detroit is Marama Speliora Resurgit Sine Ribis. We hope for better things and it will rise from the ashes. And for a line I've always said, and I'm going to continue to say, because I think there will be better things. We'll see you, Starside.